1 month after flooding hit Boane, children are catching up on their schoolwork. The flooding disrupted their education for weeks.
I've never seen flooding like that before. I've heard it last happened 50 years ago. The nearby river made it worse, and it's difficult for us to put measures in place because we cannot predict how bad these natural weather events will be.
Across Mozambique, schooling for close to 5 million children has been affected.
More than 800 children at this school had just started the school year when Cyclone Freddy hit. The flooding impacted the already limited resources, and now exams have had to be postponed.
While aid agencies have assisted in building climate-resilient classrooms, most schools don't have them. Others have had to make do with temporary shelters. In Zambezia province, more than 1,000 classrooms have had their teaching disrupted. Also, large swathes of farms were washed away, which the United Nations says is likely to lead to food shortages for children who are already vulnerable to malnourishment and diseases like cholera and malaria.
Well, I think for a country like Mozambique, which is hit year after year by these tropical storms, tropical cyclones, and a country where much of the infrastructure is not particularly strong, like I said, it really shows the importance of investing in climate-resilient infrastructure, which will stand up. It costs a little bit more in the short term, but in the long term, the value of that investment pays off.
For now, the UN says it needs $89 million to respond to the immediate education and health needs of children affected by the most recent flooding. In the long term, there are worries that worsening weather conditions will impact years' worth of education for millions of children. Famida Miller, Al Jazeera, Boane, Mozambique.